What do we give them now? What is in the budget? How much? $24,000.
How many cases did you say we had in Titus last year?
106.
106?
Out of 200 and what?
15.
How much does Raines County give? Do you have that figure?
Raines County Commissioners Court, looks like they funded $2,000. They had like 22 cases.
Well, right now, we're giving them about 58% of their budget.
Well, I don't know what their grants and all that amounts to.
But 58% of what, you know, the involved counties give them.
Anybody have a motion?
Make a motion. Increase it $500 a month. Is that okay?
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, seconded by Commissioner Fields. Increase the amount. We can pick it to cost about $500 a month. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anybody else have any proposed amendments that we've missed or anything?
I move that we approve the budget as it's been amended. No.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
On the CASA.
Yeah.
Commissioner Boggs moves that we adopt the 2010-11 budget as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Did you second, Commissioner?
Yes.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, seconded by Commissioner Hockaday, that we approve the 2010-11 budget as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I want to thank all the departments for their input in this budget process.
Could I just add? I don't know if I should have done this before or not, but as far as the volunteers on y'all's insurance, if y'all have any kind of accidents or anything like this, y'all take care of y'all's paperwork and everything. Each department take care of y'all's paperwork and stuff. That way, we don't have to worry Christy with it. So, all right.
The only additional comment I would make, in addition to thanking all the departments for their understanding and input into this budget process, this isn't a Democratic budget, it's not a Republican budget, it's a Titus County budget. And I think what we have here is a result of a lot of hard work.
I've been sitting here for a year and a half, and I don't think county residents understand the gratitude that needs to be paid to not only the commissioners that preceded me, but those that go back 20 years in taking care of the business of this county. It was a pleasant surprise when I took office and saw the situation that the county is in. It's unique in that it has a sizable fund balance. It's unique that it has a very low tax rate. And I think there's a lot of things that need to be paid to previous commissioners and judges that have run the business of this county. It's in very good shape. That's all I have to say.
Any other comments? Is there a motion to adopt the tax rate for 2010?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Kenton, second by Commissioner Hockaday to adopt the 2010 tax rate of 0.3483 for $100 of taxable value. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number nine. Consider possibly approve the 2010 tax year resolution for exemptions and discounts.
We're going to prove this as one document, or are we going to prove individually?
We have to.
Well, we have one resolution, I guess.
Yeah, we just got one resolution, so
prove it. Deals with all these.
I think we're supposed to.
Oh, Judy. Can we do these as one individual, Judy, or do we have to do them individually? I mean, as one.
Normally, like in one sheet, the resolution to adopt.
The whole thing?
Judy, if you have those, could you go over those right quick?
Now, this is according to the property tax code. The discount for the early payment.
We need you on record.
You're gonna have to get that on the stage.
That was the first year that we could do it. And if my recollection's right, I think Bowie County's the only county besides us in Northeast Texas that has this where you can freeze senior citizens' taxes or frozen. And
I might say, Mike, we've had these resolutions as the Senate and the House of Representatives have allowed us to do. So,
that's correct.
You know, they've been added through the years.
The tax freeze,
tax rate goes up, but then they still pay the same dollar amount next year as they pay this year. It doesn't matter if your valuation goes up, tax goes down or up, you still pay.
If you're 65 and older.
I make a motion we pass the resolutions as they are.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Hinton to adopt our 2010 tax year resolution for exemptions and discounts. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't oppose. I'm mad. I was trying to figure out where I'm supposed to sign this.
Motion carries unanimous.
No, don't sign that one.
Item number 10. To consider possibly approve our commissioner court date for 2011.
Good, I had one date on there. I forgot to look at the calendar. When we go to Austin to our annual meeting, county commissioner, county judges in Austin, that's in February. What date is our meeting?
Meeting is February 14th, and we're proposing to meet on Friday before then.
Yes.
Before we have our February 11th. Friday meeting instead of
I'd rather have a Friday meeting.
Right.
I'm getting older and I don't like to drive at night. So, that's what I'm looking at.
Then we have the only other day change, October 11th. That's Columbus Day is the 10th, which is a holiday. So we're going to meet on Tuesday, October 11th.
That's right.
And then the same, I believe, Christmas. 26th is a holiday, so we'll meet on December 27th of next year, which is a Tuesday.
Okay.
All the rest are regular Monday, second, fourth Mondays.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by
second.
Commissioner Boggs. Approve our commissioner court date schedule for calendar year 2011. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 11, consider possibly approved travel and seminar.
You know, a minute ago when I was talking about the gratitude of the previous judges and commissioners, I forgot to mention Carl Johnson's name. He's been here a long time, and he has a great deal of responsibility of keeping the county in the financial position it is. Been doing a good job.
Pretty tight first rungs.
Mm-hmm. Personality kind of rubs you the wrong way, but that's...
Well, it is. Yeah, I think Carl does a great job. Like we have one request to approve for the county clerk's office that Charity Jeffrey attend a Region 6 meeting. That's here in Mount Pleasant. Is that county and district clerks on November 4th? That's the only request we have. We have a motion.
Make a motion to approve travel.
Second.
And seminars.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, seconded by Commissioner Boggs. We approve travel and seminars.
Who's in control of the Victim of Crime Fund? Is that the sheriff?
Probably goes to the crime victims' compensation as well. There is a, normally, I know we do in county court, a $50, in most cases, when we have pleas on cases, they agree to pay a $50 Crime Stopper fee. Now, I don't know if that Crime Stopper fee is what is considered crime victim fund or not. I doubt that it is. I think the Victim of Crime Fund is the one that's set up where someone who is a victim of a crime can apply to the state for funds for whatever. Mainly, I think it's used for medical bills, but it's money that goes to the state.
Is that $20,000? Is that what we sent to the state, or is that what they paid out to?
It was paid out to what agency?
On the right of way fund, is that what we have remaining or what?
Which,
Oh, no, wait, that's 04.
We'll use that on the loop.
We'll use on the west loop since it's part of that.
Since it's still part of that, yeah.
So we have $42,000 total in the loop construction fund, is that correct?
The loop construction fund, $42,000.
I mean, $42,000, yeah.
We only have $42,000.
So much we've paid out for right away?
Yeah, it'll be in the big, I don't know, this will be, I plan what you spent so far this year, take what was spent so far on the whole project, but it's like that.
That was on that last report we got, and I don't remember that number, that plan we got, double dose from then. It should be on that last payment we made, Carl, they sent you a schedule in it, on that thing.
Right away acquisition, last payment was just going to be, how about this trend that you just provided? Last was $22,458,000. We still lost that. That's under what the big.
25, wasn't it, somewhere in there.
Okay. Any other questions on the cash statement?
Move we approve.
Is this up to date? This is all bills paid?
Cash report is up to date, including bills that we approved today. What's up to date with that?
Includes our salaries and stuff like this that was paid last week is included in this.
No motion to approve order and report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs, seconded by Commissioner Henson to approve order and report to county officials, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Do we have any budget amendments?
Yes, sir. This is 19 through 25. There is only one, just changes. Include the first one, which is all the blue.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Kemp, seconded by Commissioner Hockaday to pay our bills. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Do you have the bills?
Motion carries next.
No, motion carries, judge not voting. Do you have the bills?
Judge, let me see those. Can I see those? Don needs to sign. Don needs to sign.
Okay, item number 16, closing comments. Any comments,
No, not today.
Bill?
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir, thank you.
Okay. Again, thanks everybody for their work on the budget this year. Any other business or motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.